Hey, kid, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Today, this whole week, we're focused on the fact that God is omnipotent. God is all powerful. His power is unlimited. He can do whatever he chooses to do. The only limit is the fact that God will never go against his own character, who he is. So he'll never tell a lie. He'll never stop being God. There's certain things he won't do, but it's not because of a lack of power. We talked about yesterday. But you know, that brings us to another thought. If God can do anything, if he's in control, if he's all powerful, why does he let things happen that we wish wouldn't happen? The bad things that go on, the things we wish we could change. Why is that happening around us? If God can do anything, why is he not doing all the things we want him to do? We'll talk a little bit more about that today after this incredibly corny joke of the day.
Hey, Beckett, how do you make a jellyfish laugh?
I don't know. How do you?
With 10 tickles.
Hey, this is Jack, and I'm pretty sure it's time for you kids to wake up. Remember, God is omnipotent. That means he is all-powerful. He can do anything he chooses to do. Nothing is too hard for him. If he doesn't do something, it's because he chooses not to do it, not because he isn't powerful enough to do it. So, if God can do anything he chooses to do, why doesn't he do all of the things I want him to do? If God can cause me to make good grades, why do I sometimes make bad grades? If God can cause me to win the game, why do I lose sometimes? If God can heal diseases, why do grandparents get sick and die? If God can bring people back to life, why doesn't he do that for the people I love? There are three important things for us to remember about God when we are thinking about the stuff we want God to do, but he doesn't. Number one, God can do anything. Number two, God knows everything. Number three, God loves us. So if there is something you want God to do, maybe you even ask him to do it, and he doesn't, we know it isn't because he isn't powerful enough to do it. Matthew 19 says, "With God, all things are possible." We also know that when he decides to not do what we want, it isn't because he doesn't love us. John 3:16 says that God loves the whole world. When God doesn't do what we want him to do, we can trust that because he knows everything, he knows what is best. God is in control of everything and knows everything and loves us. So, when stuff doesn't go the way we want, we can trust him that he is doing what is best. Romans 8:28 puts it this way, "All things work together for good to them that love God." What can God do? God can do anything he chooses to do, and he will always choose to do what is best.